Rome. And almost every one of Paul's letters contains something of this nature in them. And he says this to the community: owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. May this word from our Holy Scripture today penetrate our hearts and compel us to act. Let me tell you what I know for sure this morning. To love well is the greatest journey on which any human can embark. And to achieve great love is the most fulfilling accomplishment anyone will ever achieve. And finally, loving well is hard. Owe no debt to anyone except love, Paul states. And Jesus said it in this way: my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Love is the center of our faith. Love. Many of us were horrified by the war that broke out last year in the Ukraine. And many of us are horrified this week at the devastation that has taken place in Israel and Palestine. And every time something like this happens, we say, how can this happen? How can this possibly happen in this world today? Don't we know better? Yet we know it is a lack of love, of caring for our neighbors, of trying to make peace or promote reconciliation. I know that's simplified, and it's very complicated. But if we can't learn to love our neighbors, we come to this place of not caring for them. Love is hard. Because often when we love, we have to give up something of ourselves in order to love others. We need to put aside our own fears and needs and wants in order to be present and accountable to the other. Sometimes, as Jesus says, we have to lay down our own lives. That doesn't mean we have to give up our lives, but we have to lay them down sometimes for the sake of another's needs, even when we don't like them. And it's the last thing we want to do. Yet Jesus had the audacity to say this: love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who spitefully use you and persecute you. Tough words. Love is hard. In fact, loving our enemies, I would say, is inhuman. How can we possibly love enemies? After all, they're enemies for a reason. Usually because they've done something we can't stand, and we intensely dislike them, even hate them. That's why we call them enemies. And that's the point. if we can find love for even our enemies, we have accomplished the impossible. I shouldn't say we've accomplished it. God has accomplished it through us. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot will it. To love this way takes a lot more than we are able to bring into existence. That's why I started this love series with God, because God is the ultimate source. God is where we get our love. So we have to start by knowing and accepting God's love and by loving God in return, by soaking up that unconditional love of God and knowing that we are loved. We are then and only then freed to love others. We have to know it deeply. And then we need to know how to love ourselves. Because to genuinely love others requires first that we know and love ourselves as we are, so we can extend that to others. And I mean really love ourselves, not just pay lip service to it. We have to feel deeply that we are worth loving. Because, I'm going to say this, far too often, we ourselves are the enemies that we cannot love. Love of God and love of self are the prerequisites for loving others. And if love is our greatest journey and accomplishment, we are going to have to find a way to become love, to exude love, to open up our hearts and let people in, even if it hurts and is difficult and requires sacrifice, because that's what Jesus did. And what Jesus did is what we also are called to do. We can't fix what's going on in the world. We have elected some people, and we have even hired some people to try to do that work. We can pray and offer assistance where we can, as we can, and we should do that. But the only way the world is going to be healthier and whole is if we're the ones who learn how to love and love our neighbors well. And that radiates out into the world. So what we can do is love those around us better. Because I know that hearts are breaking and perhaps hardening. Maybe our own is as well. And we need to be the best example of love that we can be. We start, of course, with those who are closest to us, and then let that radiate out. It makes little ripples. This includes our family and friends, and it includes our God family, the church. Jesus was unequivocal in stating that the world will be able to identify us by the way we love. That's it. The world can tell that we're the church by the way we love. So here's a radical notion. What if coming to church wasn't about what you get out of it, but what you give away to others? What if the main thing wasn't the worship or teaching or music, but it is the loving of one another? What happens before the service and after the service? What if that's the most important thing? What if we came each week praying, God, who do you want me to love today? What if we could honestly say to each other, you can count on me? To do this, we need to know each other and care about each other. The thing about the church is we can come and think we're coming for a certain thing, to receive a good message or encouragement for the week or listen to good music. And that's all good. but we don't know each other well sometimes. So I thought we'd rectify that a little bit today. I'm going to invite you in a moment to find somebody here that you don't know well. Maybe even look around and see somebody you don't even know their name, or they might be visiting today. And spend a bit of time getting to know that person, their life circumstances, perhaps their challenges, their needs, their hopes, their dreams, whatever. And I know that some of you are very private people, and that you're reluctant or uncomfortable with sharing some of these things. But that's the thing. Love requires us to be vulnerable and open and honest if we are truly going to be the Christian family. We need to know each other better in order to care for each other more. So I'm going to have you give it a try. So you're welcome to cross to the other side. And we're going to take about 6 minutes, and I'm going to time it actually so that each person has 3 minutes to speak. And here's what I'm going to encourage. The person who is the most reluctant is the one who speaks first, because often there's a talker and sometimes there's a listener, and the talker talks for the whole time and then the listener is relieved because they didn't have to talk at all. Happens all the time. So please be respectful of the time. I'll give you a 3-minute cue and then you can switch over to the other person, and people will deflect and not want to talk about themselves. I know it happens because I do it. In order for us to love others, we have to see others, and we have to be willing to be vulnerable and to be seen by others. And if you didn't get enough chance to talk today, talk after the service and get to know them a little bit better. So what will you speak about? You're going to talk about your life, what's going on in your life, what you're doing, how you're doing, and what you might need at this moment. So once you get settled, I'll start the timer, and you'll have 3 minutes each. So go ahead, find somebody to chat with.